Hollywood is crazy. The Last Samurai, starring Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. He's the Last Samurai. Mm-hmm. Give me a break. That movie was offensive. I mean, Hollywood is crazy. First they had The Mexican with Brad Pitt, and now they've got The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise. Well, I've written the film. Maybe they'll produce my film. The Last on Earth, starring Tom Hanks. How about that?
Here he is, the legend. Paul Mooney is with us, and Paul's going to be in Chicago at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. That's at 47th King Drive on September 3rd. Two shows, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And Paul, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Paul.
It's an honor to have you, sir.
Well, thank you.
So I have to ask you, because you have been a cultural observer, a comedian, a satirist for, a long time now, I would say. 4 decades, mm-hmm. at least, right? And I wonder, it's as you look at the political landscape, Paul, of this year, did you ever think that this would happen?
What would happen?
Where we are right now with this crazy election.
Oh, do you, with the election? Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. It's just, everyone pretends everything is new. Everything is old, you know? I mean, it's like bell bottoms, you know? Bell bottoms came back twice that we know of.
Yeah, that's true. I never understood that.
Mm. Never. I don't like bell bottoms.
Yeah, but really?
The first time I didn't.
See, I think on women they're okay. Men wearing bell bottoms, it just never really worked for me. Unless you were a sailor. And I never even understood that.
Bell bottoms never work for you.
That is true. That is true.
Or skinny jeans, you said, yeah, right? You don't wear those. True.
Well, you were a dancer.
Why are you saying that? That's not true. How old are you?
I'm 52.
Oh, please. You're old enough to have worn bell bottoms. You're kidding yourself.
No, I did. I hated them. It did not work for me. It was a bad look. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very bad look.
Right.
Said it never worked.
We just submitted our back-to-school photos.
You were programmed to think that. You wore them and you loved it. You just said you were just programmed to think that. That's all.
I said, okay. All right. Okay. I will take that.
But I think, you know, race has become an issue in this election, with Trump not doing particularly well amongst minorities. And you've made race relations front and center. Your honesty, how the raw way you speak about it. Are you using what's happening in America with this election as part of your stand-up now, with the comedy you're writing?
No, America's getting what it deserves.
And what is that?
Isn't Trump president? I thought he was president, isn't he?
He acts like it. Not yet, though.
He's got the plane.
America's getting what it deserves.
Yeah. Well, it is. Go ahead.
It's getting him, you know. It's getting a man who can't even comb his own hair. And I mean, I'm not trying to be a Harris or, you know, vicious, but it's just obvious. See, this man can't comb his hair. But he wants to run the country. So America's getting what it deserves.
Paul, I would like to say one thing. I'm going to have to disagree with you on this. He's the only human who can comb that hair. Somehow it stays on his head in the swirl. It's got the sides going. It's got the little rat tail deal in the back. And then it somehow mm-hmm. goes forward and backward simultaneously mm-hmm. over the top.
Yeah, they say he uses a cotton candy machine to do it. It sort of has that, you know, end result feel.
Been blaming on his hairdresser.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, at that point, do you just have to, like, ditch the hair? Although the hat, now I got to tell you something, that hat is got, it's that's not a good that, look.
You think that that's a hat that he's wearing?
The red one he's talking about, Make America Great Again. I hope that he hides the hair with the hat.
You're fun. You should be writing for him. You're funnier than him.
Yeah, well, who isn't? So, as you look at this, as you look at the landscape here, though, because obviously a lot of the stuff that you've talked about for years, and again, I mean, for people who are not familiar, you're on the Chappelle Show, you worked with Richard Pryor, you worked for Sanford and Son. I mean, you've been in the comedy and commentary world for ever and ever and ever and ever. It seems that now a lot of the themes that you drew on over your career are now, they were controversial probably when you were drawing on them, are now just very much in the mainstream in terms of the and we find ourselves now again in a moment where, as though there was going to be some sort of cultural reconciliation here between black culture and white culture in America, it seems we're maybe even further apart than we were before. What do you think about that?
Is it black culture and white culture? There's no such thing as black culture and white culture. Listen, it's all an act. Everybody's acting. There's no such
explain
thing.
That.
That's if you believe that there's white culture and black culture, then you do believe that is a hat. I have to go back to you. That is a hat.
Okay, maybe I'm just seeing everything wrong. I know it's one culture. I know it's one American culture. But I mean, you see, racial division is, I think, is prominent now as it was when I was growing up, and I thought it was. I had hope for the future that it would be less prominent.
What? Less what?
Prominent division.
Oh, you mean racism?
Yes.
No, America breeds on that. Without racism, America couldn't exist.
Why do you say that?
Because it breeds it. Come on. It lives on it.
It lives on it for economics.
It's naivete. It's like everyone pretends to be naive about race.
That's true, actually. That's an excellent point.
Everyone pretends.
Right. Everybody pretends it doesn't exist.
Everybody pretends. America breeds on it. America is racism. Without it, it couldn't exist.
Do you think that's true of other places around the world, too?
All over the world.
So is there any hope then? I know this is we're talking about comedy here, but this is a
weird. this didn't go the same way I thought this would go, this whole interview.
I didn't think so, but do you think that should it be fixed? Should it be, or is it always just going to be this way? We have to accept it.
No, it's fun.
What?
It is. It's fun. We're all acting. I'm acting. You're acting. Everyone's acting.
All right. Well, we're paid to do that, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's true.
We're paid to do it. So everyone's pretending. Look, we're all on the same team. Trust me. We're all on the same team.
It is kind of.
And you can't be that naive about it. You know, we're all on the same team. I mean, it's like everyone's acting. If you go out there and you hit one of them, they'll all jump on you and whoop your behind.
Go out there and try it.
Go out there and hit one of them and see what happens to you.
Go ahead and hit.
When you wake up, you'll be in the hospital.
Yes. Well, I don't, you know. Yeah. Now, Paul, I got to tell you,
losing too.
Thank you very much, Anna. I appreciate.
Sorry,
that.
I just would.
I'm not sure who he wanted me to hit. I'm not sure who he wants me to hit, because if I hit, I mean, I think if I hit anybody, I'm going to end up in the hospital.
Right.
I just have that feeling. I'm going to snap an ankle or something. That's just
No. You are very naive. You have to look up naive, and you'll have your picture there.
Okay, I will do that. I don't doubt that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to play with you about that, but what I don't understand is how I had hope. I was far more optimistic about what was going to happen here. And I guess, I don't know. It seems to me that we find ourselves in a much culturally darker place than I thought we were going to find ourselves in. And it's sad. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I hate
it
to be
is.
Sad. And now I'm bringing myself
now
down.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring myself. This is about comedy, Paul. It's about comedy, damn it.
And you're supposed to be in Chicago.
Yes.
Labor Day, right? Is that what's going on here? Is what we're promoting here?
No, it's not. It's not about. Listen to you. You should listen to yourself. Why don't you record yourself and listen to yourself?
Oh, God, no. No, no.
We don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to do it. No, it's not good. All right, Paul Mooney Live. Paul, I appreciate it. Appreciate the plug. Paul Mooney Live, Harold Washington Cultural Center, 47th and King Drive. That's going to be September 3rd, 7 and 9 o'clock. Two shows, BroadwayInBronzeville.com/events for all that. Paul, thanks for being with us, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you. I disagree with him. I think it was a problem. Violetta.
Yes.
I just want to say, you know, you're starting out your career.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, I don't know. I don't, how long have I been in this business now?
30 years.
30 years officially now that I've been on the radio somewhere. And I can count on one hand awkward interviews of that level.
Oh my gosh, me too. Me too. I once interviewed two celebrities together who started a TV series together, and they started fighting with each other while being interviewed. That would be the only one more awkward than that one
I don't think he was even listening to the right station or to you guys.
It was very odd.
He was listening to something else. Yeah. Something in his head.
Now, recency bias, is that why it's the worst, or is that the worst in general?
Because
it just happened.
No, you mean, because it was recent?
Right, because it literally just ended.
No.
Didn't matter.
No. I mean, I'm putting him right in the,
You're an actor. You don't know.
I know. What do I know?
You're acting.
I'm acting. I don't know.
But who wrote your script? That's what I wanted to ask.
I want to know who wrote his script. I'd like to resend his script.
That's the guy you got to get a hold of.
He's one of the great comedic legends, too.
Yes.
And you know, and the funny thing is, over the years, you know, before all the weirdness happened with Bill Cosby, I was always told Bill Cosby would do something like that in an interview, too, where he'd go like sideways on you in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I always had great experiences with him as in an interview situation. It might have been because I drank the coffee he handed me, and I thought it was great, but it was whatever it was.
I had no idea later what happened,
but you were on board.
Yeah. I mean, I've never... It's right up there.
Yeah.
It's right up there with...
Definitely.
And we're here to, you know, help him sell tickets.
That's what I thought.
Well, you should listen back to that.
I will.
Take his advice.
Record myself and listen back to that. That might be the most awkward moment of my career right there.
Well, I'm glad I was a part of it.
Now, what's his name?
Which guy? John Lovitz?
John Lovitz,
Another one on the list.
That John Lovitz was maybe still the most awkward because he was in studio. I couldn't get rid of him. And at least that, I was on the phone. And, all right, we're done.
Yeah, I found that about him, though, too.
Yeah. Well, that worked out well. When's Canarpa Wagon Roll?
Mm-hmm.
Here
really
is
soon,
Violetta
thankfully.
With the WGN Traffic Triple Spots.